Warning, this broadcast of Ohio is on Fire features entertainment and honesty of an intense nature. The opinions and views that are expressed on this episode do not reflect the views of WWSU 106.9 FM or any of its affiliates.
Do you have any matches? Try setting it on fire.
Fire, 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 fire.
Crank this rope.
Ho, 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 ho. Saving the innocent from a corporate Christmas. This is the show where Ohio froze down. Ohio is on fire. And I am the host, Daniel Diesel. Of course, I am joined on the special holiday edition of Ohio's on Fire by a co-host. And I want my co-host to introduce himself. So who are you? Tell us who you are.
I'm Ian Hawkins.
Ian Hawkins. Well, welcome to the show, sir. Yes. Now, Ian, tell us a little bit. We want to know a little bit more about you. So, where are you from and what do you do?
Well, I live in Yellow Springs.
Yes.
And I play a lot of music. You know, I play drums, guitar, bass.
Okay, trained musician. Are you in a band right now?
I am.
All right, well, who's that band?
If and When.
If and When. Okay, maybe in the future we might get some of that music. It sounds like you're a real music prodigy. So maybe down the road we can get some of that If and When music on WWSU programming. But I want to ask you, we're close to the holiday season. What do you want for the holidays? I don't know if you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah, but what gift would you like to have this holiday season?
Oh, boy. I'm after a new guitar this year. That would be awesome.
I've been told that a new guitar is like anywhere from $700 to $1,000. So good luck. Hopefully, a relative of yours wins the lottery and then buys you a guitar. So let's hope for that. But thank you for being on the show, Ian. We'll have a fun hour together. First things first, I want to promote a contest that we're doing on the air tonight. And I have a holiday tradition here at Ohio's on Fire. It is called What Does Daniel Diesel Want for Christmas? So what it is, I have something that I really want for Christmas, and you at home have to guess. And now for the first time ever, you have to do this online as we are live right now at WWSU1069.org. And once you do, you go to that website, you launch the player for the station, and then there's a chat room. You can send me a message, talk to me, and I'll get your message because I'm looking right at the computer screen where any chat room messages come through. And you have to guess what I want for Christmas through there. If you guess it correctly, you will win a prize. And I'll tell you what it is. I have a collection of at-home electronics you can win. I have earplugs that you can plug into an MP3. I have a headset. I'll give you y'all. I also have an audio splitter. What it is, an audio splitter is you can plug in two different hearing pieces, like say a headset or an earplug, like I just previously mentioned. You can plug the two in one device, and both you and your friend can listen to the same piece of audio at the same time. I also have a car charger, so you can put it in your car. If you need to charge up your cell phone or anything that you want to listen to, you want to upload some tracks of yours that they won't play on the radio and listen to in your car instead, you can do that. So I have that. And also you'll win a big bag of candy. I have a big assortment of chocolate candy you can win. Now here's the deal with the prize. Here we have radio station rules. Once you do win this prize, you do have to call the station in advance to set up an appointment, kind of like you would a job interview. But you have to call the station, and then, of course, our office number is 937-775-5554. That is our office number. You'd have to call that, and then get set up with the you talk to an officer here, our director here at the station, and you'll meet with them, pick up the prize. So once again, that's what's up for grabs. I'm going to go ahead and give the first clue. For what I want for Christmas. Now, what does Daniel Diesel want for Christmas? Clue one, number one, this classic product went away for a while and has made a modern-day comeback. Once again, I'll repeat it. This classic product went away for a while and has made a modern-day comeback. So that's clue number one. And I'll give clue number two, I think, maybe a few minutes from now. Because right now, it's time for a segment that we do here at OMVP. It's now time for everyone's favorite segment. It's now time for OMVP. And that stands for Ohio's Most Valuable Pedestrian. Ooh, ah, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Now, Dan Brewster, he was once a computer scientist. He has opened up a store in Columbus, Ohio for books. Now, I did read this earlier, what it is. At first, he got into computer science because he really loved, the internet was booming. People were shopping online. And of course, there was all sorts of gadgets such as the iTunes and, of course, the iPhone apps. But he got miserable because it became a very vicious field to be in. A lot of people that are in the computer industry, they want it because of the money. And it's a lot of hard work, a lot of coding. And that's what Dan Brewster did. He did a lot of coding. But then he just really hated it. He was miserable. He was starting to hate his life. So he really loved books. He found comfort in books. And he saved up some money over the years from being working as a computer scientist. So he is now opening up a bookstore in Columbus, Ohio. And that's going to open up next week. It's coming up soon. So with that, based on that story I just told you, what are your thoughts on what this guy is doing?
That's great. I mean, I spend a lot of time in Columbus because my dad lives up there. So yeah. I visit there a lot. And yeah. I know one of my favorite things to do is go to bookstores because usually, you know, you have a really nice, humble place where you can spend time. And it's just great to relax there and always good to look at books. And so I think, you know, I'll check that out. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And I believe this new bookstore is going to have comic books, anime, educational books, magazines. This guy really fought this out. And I had the money to spend on this, so it'll be a nice-looking bookstore. It's called the Preluge Bookstore. It'll be in Columbus, Ohio. So I tell you what, Mr. Dan Brewster, you made a life change. Your life was getting stressful, and you seem like a really smart guy based on what you were doing. And you know what? You're going to do something really cool. People love books. You're going to make a new, nice career living doing that. And you, Dan Brewster, you're something else for this episode. We salute you here at Ohio's on Fire, here on the Holly Special. You, Dan Brewster, are OMVP. And that stands for Ohio's Most Valuable Pedestrian. Ooh, round of applause. He gets the round of applause. That's what we do here as OMVP. Get the round of applause. That's Dan Brewster doing that.
So next, I think we're going to be listening to a track by Midlake called Roscoe, and they're a band from Texas. One of my favorite bands all time. I think they make some great songs and are really underrated. I've never met anybody who knows about them besides myself. But I think the lead writer for this band left, Tim Smith, but he's a genius. So I think that's all.
Stonecutters made them from stones, chosen specially for you and I, who live inside. The mountaineers gathered timber piled high, in which to take a long,
back live with Ohio is on Fire. I am the host, Daniel Diesel, and I'm joined by Ian Hawkins, my co-host for tonight only. I am with my next guest. They are a very awesome band from the Dayton, Ohio area. They've been rocking it for quite some time. They have a very interesting name, but we're going to learn more about them tonight. It is the one and only, the 1984 Draft. So say hello, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Yes, thank you for coming to the show. And I'll run down the lineup real quick. And the three of the members are here. From the 1984 Draft, the members are Joe Enderlero, then Justin Sadenover, then Eli Albin and Chip Heck. So that is the lineup. So thank you guys once again for coming. So my first question is, you call each other the 1984 Draft. So where was the inspiration for that name?
So I was born and raised a big Nebraska Cornhusker football fan.
Okay.
And the 1984 NFL Draft was the only NFL draft where two Nebraska Cornhuskers were drafted number one and number two.
Okay.
Which would be Irving Fryer at number one to the New England Patriots and Dean Steinkuhler at number two to the Houston Oilers.
Awesome. Now, did those guys pan out? Because I've never heard of any of those guys.
Irving Fryer actually had a decent career.
Okay.
Steinkuhler only played a couple. Fryer, I think, is in jail now for doing some sort of weird thing with lending with his mom.
Oh, okay.
You know, 84 was a weird year in that there are no players in the Hall of Fame from the 1984 draft.
Okay.
Probably the most notable for at least Ohioans would be Boomer Esiason was in 84.
Okay.
And Ernest Biner, the gentleman who had the fumble for the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, poor guy. All right. Well, that is a very interesting story about your band name. But other than that draft, what else? Do you guys remember anything at all about 1984, whether it's music or pop or maybe your childhood? What do you remember most about that year?
I don't remember a whole lot because I was only three.
Oh.
So...
I was five. I actually know I lived in Southern California at the time. 84 would have been the year of the Summer Olympics.
Okay.
Actually in L.A. that year.
Yes.
I remember going to Disneyland because we went every summer. So that's just a guess that I went to Disneyland. I don't remember the actual trip. And one of the Indiana Jones came out in 84.
Oh, okay.
But I was five.
Raiders of the Lost Ark had to have been the first one.
Yeah. No, I think it was Temple of Doom.
Really?
I think Temple of Doom was 84.
Wow, I didn't know that was.
Yeah, I think that's correct. Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. I think it was that early.
All right. Now, I don't remember anything all about 1984 because I was not born until 85. So I was somewhere in 84, I think. I may have existed technically.
You were a dream in your parents' eyes.
I was, yes. Thank you. That's cool.
That's a very PG, nice way to put it.
Yes. Yes, and Ian wasn't around either, no, so that's sad. He was not even thought of, not even close. So that, boo. All right, but now I want to know, besides music, what does your band do to help bond and create a friendship and a chemistry that makes your band work?
Oh,
We play shows. We exchange text messages.
Okay.
We have a message, text message thread that's been going forever, and it seems like that's the best way to communicate. It's hard for us to get together to practice sometimes. We're all dads with wives and kids, so I mean,
all four of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We like to joke that we're actually the breeders.
Oh.
because between all of us, we
that's
got
good.
We're like eight or nine kids.
Okay.
So our kids, actually, we have kids between all of us in similar age brackets, so yeah. I know especially Justin, our drummer, isn't here tonight. He's actually on a Disney cruise right now.
Yeah.
Just a Disney cruise?
So, yeah. So shout Amazing. Out to Justin and the seas. But our All kids right. play together. Chip cool. and I's wives had babies at about the same time, about a little over a year ago.
Okay.
That sounds like a bonding experience.
So there was a lot of
that's true. We have some family get down, some kid hangs.
That's awesome.
My wife sometimes gets LuLaRoe stuff from Eli's wife.
And, yeah.
And then
they hang out together probably as much as we do.
And then we sometimes get together and drink beer and play some shows.
Yeah.
All right. And the kids at home, remember, you got to be 21 before you drink a beer. So I have to, my GM would like it that I said that. So,
but oh, yes.
That sounds awesome. Yeah. Families this time of year, it's magical. So I'm happy for, well, the three of you that are here. And of course, Justin, I'm happy for him as well that you guys get to experience that. And really, yeah, it's kind of like extended family, like if we're going to the real family or something like that.
I don't have any other friends. So,
well, like, you have to.
Okay, maybe one or two.
Okay.
You know.
Now, this is the time of year where it's all about giving. It's great to receive. It's also great to give gifts. So what's the coolest thing you guys ever did for a fan of yours?
Man, it's tough. I mean, short of just like giving someone a CD or...
Or maybe
something
did
like
you
that.
Sing happy birthday? Was there a wedding couple? I think maybe at a concert. Did something spontaneous happen?
There you go.
I actually played right before a couple got engaged in Athens, Ohio once.
Okay.
I took a fan on tour with me once.
Yeah.
He, you know, started as a fan but turned into a friend and then turned into a booking agent, but I took him 10 days down the East Coast.
Yeah.
We didn't make him pay for hardly any of it. We actually paid him out after the end of the tour like he was a musician on the tour.
Didn't you play Chris N's wedding
reception? Yeah, I've played... yeah, we did. We played Chris N's wedding reception.
This was before I was in the band. Okay. But.
So, you know, a lot of engagements, a lot of weddings. Yeah, that's about, I think, the coolest things I can think we've... I guess we got to do more for people.
Okay. Well, that's on your bucket list for 2019 then. We've conquered that.
So here, we're going to do one right now.
Okay.
Head over to our Facebook page. Facebook.com/the1984draft. Let us know that you're listening to the Ohio is on Fire radio show right now. And if you're listening right now, first person to leave a comment telling us that they're listening. If you don't have a copy of the record, I'll give you a free copy of the record and put you on the guest list for Holiday.
Boom.
Boom. So where are they in the comment at? We're at
Facebook.com/the1984draft.
So we got a side game because not only do you guys have your game, I have a holiday game going on right now called What Does Daniel Diesel Want for Christmas? Now, Taylor, your fans can play along as well. They got to go to the website, wwsu1069.org. The first one to guess what I want for Christmas, they will win. I have headsets, I have earplugs, and I have a car charger that they can win. Also, a big bag of candy, and also send them a, I'll make a personalized card because they got to come to the station, pick it up. Of course, at the end of this interview, I'll remind people at home of the clues because I've given two clues so far. They got to know what I want for Christmas, and they can do that. So please play. Go ahead.
The answer is not you.
it's not me. We'll get it out of the way. It's not me.
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean like that. I was playing off the song, like, all I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah.
So all you want for Christmas is them. Unless you do I don't want someone in particular.
I don't want them, and they don't want me. They want stuff. People want their stuff. Okay, yeah. Anywho, now you guys are based in Dayton, Ohio mostly, but I was going to ask you about if you'd gone to other countries, but what's like the furthest out from Ohio that you ever traveled? Let's question it that way.
From a band standpoint?
Yeah, as a band, like when you go on the road, what's the furthest like you ever went to? Like maybe the West Coast or East Coast?
No, as the full four piece, we haven't done a lot of touring. I tended to do most of that by myself.
Okay.
Earlier on, just because of the economics of it, you know, a couple years ago, I did a show up in Portland, Maine, which is probably the farthest north and east.
Yeah.
That counts.
Farthest west is, I don't even know on that one. Farthest south, Nashville.
Yeah.
So, not a huge radius. No, we haven't done the West Coast. We'd like to, so if there are any bands listening that have really good offers, we'd be willing to entertain those.
Nebraska's on our bucket list.
We got to play in Lincoln.
Absolutely. Yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska. Well, that'd be awesome. I meant since you love the Cornhuskers, I hope you guys get to do that. Now, you guys have made three, but based on your band camp, you've made about three albums in recent memory. Who helps produce your studio tracks and albums?
Well, our latest record, Makes Good Choices, was very lovingly engineered, produced by our good friend Patrick Himes. He's kind of a staple of the Dayton music scene. He's in several bands and projects. He does a lot of tribute acts. He has a studio in Dayton called Real Love Studios. Great guy. Awesome studio. He's worked with almost everyone that we know. So.
And then we were fortunate enough to have Jake Bryant master the record for us. He's done work with like Danger Kids and some Rise Records bands.
Yeah, I've heard of Danger Kids, man.
Yeah.
You guys
a privilege. And then we had previously done a record with Micah Carley up at Popside. Micah's more well known for being the former guitar player for Hawthorne Heights. So we've been lucky in that Dayton has you know, some really great studio options with some really wonderful people to work with. Pat was definitely the right person for this past record. Based, you know, not only proximity, you know, Chip and Eli lived within walking distance of the studio.
Yes.
But, you know, Pat understands it. He understands what it's like to be in a working band and trying to get out the best product you can for the amount of resources that you have, and he really works with you on that. So we couldn't be more happy with what he put in and then what he added to the record. And he plays all over the record, sings on the record, and just, you know, was very open to exploration, so that the songs took a little bit different of a life once we got into the studio. So that was cool.
All right, absolutely. That sounds really good. Now, for any artist out there, what's a good way of saving money to buy equipment for music? Because you guys always need your equipment. Of course, you need to buy studio time. So what's been a good tip for you to have this money to go buy the stuff?
I was thinking about this, and it's tough because of the age we are now. I bought all of my important and expensive things when I was still living at home and didn't have to pay rent, bills and such. So.
Good idea.
I had a change jar on top of my fridge that I was saving up for my last guitar.
Yeah.
With, and then my wife bought it for me for my birthday.
The change jar thing, that's a good idea.
I used to collect 50-cent pieces.
Yeah.
I think I bought my first amp by cashing those in.
Wow. That's kind of a cool story.
Not a very expensive amp.
And nowadays I watch for sales. So like I monitor the internet to see like who's selling what, because I mean there comes a point where you have either too much gear or you need the money. And so a lot of times you can find a good deal online on some really good equipment. So a combination of, you know, putting away your change. You know, there was probably a period where we actually used to split band money, where that's a good way to save to purchase equipment. But now we tend to save all that money to either pay back what we owe on the record or to pay for the new record.
So, right.
A little bit different of a focus. But, yeah, I mean, it's difficult no matter what, but you just got to keep working hard and working smart. And don't sell your value short. You know, there's this idea that, you know, every show should be $5. Well, it's been $5 since I was, you know, 13 years old.
Yeah.
You're allowed to ask a little bit more. You know, if you've worked hard and you're putting out a product that you believe in, you should, you know, sell it for what you believe it should cost. You know, don't be afraid to pay yourself in this process. Now, I say that knowing full well that, you know, we don't make a lot of money doing this. But, you know, if we didn't do that, you know, still we'd be even probably farther in the hole than we are.
Oh, okay. Yes, that's very good words of advice there. Yes. Now, I only have a few more questions for you guys, but Ian, he's my co-host. Do you have any thoughts so far on what these guys have said, or do you have a question of your own for the 1984 draft?
What was the first show that you guys played together?
So we've had multiple lineups. So initially the draft started with Justin and I as a two-piece, so guitar and drums and vocals. Then we added Eli. Eli's first show was actually Holiday.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
That's awesome. It kind of correlates with, because my first show, I joined the band about three and a half years ago, something like that. And my very first show, it's kind of a fun story. Our friend Mark McMillan, who is in The Story Changes in Hawthorne Heights, got married. And Joe and I were at the wedding in, you know, dressed up, you know, suit and tie, and immediately left to go play my first show with the band, which was Dayton Music Fest.
Yeah, so I like that to bring was pretty in the big awesome. Guns for the big shows. So.
Yes.
Now, so with this current lineup, it would have been Dayton Music Fest 4 years ago. I don't know.
All right. Anything else, Ian? Or is that a good question? Are you good on that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that question, Ian. Now, I want to talk about Holly Dayton. So that's a good segue, because you guys will be on the bill for this year's Holly Dayton. I've been to two of these concerts. It's a lot of fun at Blind Bob's. Now, for audiences that don't know, why is Holly Dayton a special yearly concert? Like, what makes it? Because people love it. Why do you think it is? Why is it special to you guys?
I think it's special because it's like almost an institution at this point. This is the 16th year, and like I've been to most of them and have been lucky to play, you know, a good handful of them. Joe right here has played every single one.
Yes. 16 years ago.
In some form or another, solo or with a band, he's played every single one. I've been at most of them, and it's just a great, like, coming together of the scene at the holidays. And it's really cool, too, because I think a lot of people that move away, come home for Christmas, like, maybe come home and see their family, and, you know, they all end up coming out to the show to hang out. And so you get to see a lot of old friends and people you don't normally get to see throughout the year.
Yes.
Some great musicians that, you know, and bands that were around and such, so...
You got a really good diversity too, and Mark and Poppy Mark and Poppy from the Story Changes slash Hawthorne Heights do a really great job of making sure the lineup is something just spectacular. You know, I think back to year one. Year one was actually at Elbows, which was downtown.
Yeah,
the Heartless Bastards played like their third show ever.
Okay,
so you never know like where the bands that you're going to see at Holiday are going to end up next. And I mean, this year's lineup is the same. And you know, the Story Changes, Abertooth Lincoln, Jasper the Colossal,
yes,
New Old Fashioned, Yard Boss, The Raging Nathans, Sea Wright's Parlor Tricks, Us, King Serpent, and the Nautical Theme. So just a real good, diverse killer lineup of, you know, some punk, some folk, some more technical music stuff, you know, to just some straight-up rock bands. So it'll be a real nice night. This year it's on Friday, December 21st. They alternate stages, so the way they set up in Bob's is half the bands play on the floor and half the bands play on the stage.
Yeah,
so the music is pretty much nonstop from when it starts. So I suggest getting there early because you don't really know who's playing when until you get there, so that way you can catch all the bands. It'll be a great night.
Yes, you know, Mark and Poppy, I've actually had the Story Changes on twice in the past on this show. They were young when they started. I didn't know how many years it was. I did know that it was like... yeah, they were like in their early 20s when they started. So they've been at it for a while, and it is a really cool concert. And I didn't know he'd done all of them. 16 in a row. Man, that's impressive.
Yeah,
you're the man.
I like to say that my claim to fame in town is I've played every Dayton Music Fest and I've played every Holiday. I don't know if that's a claim to fame or if that's
a trivia for the future.
A claim to shame, but
there's no shame in that.
You know,
that's awesome.
I can't quit this.
I remember watching you play. You did. It was one year. Holiday was at Night Owl. Must have been like the second or third year you played with Todd.
Yeah, Widener. Todd Widener sat in with
it. It was great. It was great, and you played on the floor, like on the other side of the bar. It was awesome. So there's a lot of surprises, like fun stuff that, you know, different performances and things that pop up. It's pretty special. So.
All right, now with that, so you guys will be doing Holly Dayton. My last question is, where can people find your music, and what are your tour dates that people can expect you to perform?
So right now, we got Holly Dayton on the books.
Yes, Holly Dayton.
We're going to take a little break after that.
Okay.
The new record came out in August, and we've been hitting it pretty hard. So we're going to regroup a little bit, actually take some time to enjoy maybe writing a little bit, fine-tune some things, and get ready to hit it back in the spring. So... Holiday is your last chance for a little bit.
All right.
But as far as finding our music, you can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/the1984draft. You can visit us at the1984draft.com. You can visit us at poptech.com, which is our record label, Pop Tech Records, based out of Springfield.
Yep.
You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, all major digital platforms. If you want a physical product locally, you can head to Omega Music. You can head to Skeleton Dust Records. You can head to Toxic Beauty Records.
If you're
in Cincinnati, you can head to Shake It, Plaid Room Records. If you're in Columbus, head on out to Use Kids Records. Pick it up there on vinyl.
You sound like a radio announcer. That's great.
You know, we did our work to make sure that the music's out there. You know, you can listen to it for free on Bandcamp and Spotify. I highly suggest you do. Share it with your friends. If you can't afford a record, send us a note. We'll make sure you get something. You know, we don't want to keep it from anyone if they want it and they can't afford it. If you can't afford it, just know that goes back into our ability to be able to make more music and put that out for people. And so we appreciate everyone who's bought the record up to this point, and we appreciate all the new listeners who are going to go check out the record after they hear some of the songs here on the Ohio is on Fire show.
Absolutely, because I will be playing those tracks. They are featured on the 1984draft.bandcamp.com. It's some two tracks from their mix, Good Choices. I'll play on just a few minutes. But we do have some contests going on because we got prizes to give away. Of course, I got my contest, What Does Daniel Diesel Want for Christmas? So I'll talk about that first. I've given out clues so far on the show of what I want. The first clue was that it's a classic product that went away for a while, but now it is back again and made a modern-day comeback. The second clue is that Eagles and Michael Jackson hold a major record associated with this item. Now, here's my third clue. In 2015, Jack White launched a company that features this product, and it's the first running company of its kind since the 1990s. So that's the third clue. Hopefully that's a strong clue for anyone that knows anything about this product. That's why I went for Christmas. And of course, the 1984 draft, they got their side contest. The first one to comment saying that they heard the band on the show.
We already got a winner.
Oh, you got a winner. Tell us. Please tell us.
It's Miss Kimberly Weiss.
No!
So she will, if she comes to Holly Dayton, she's on the guest list, and we'll give her a free copy of the record, CD or vinyl, whatever you want.
Well, congratulations, Kimberly Weiss. She was on it. And please go to the chat room, tell me what I want for Christmas, and you'll win big. So you're listening to Ohio is on Fire here on WWSU, 106.9 FM, Dayton's Right Choice.
If I had my wings to fly, I'd put aside my doubt, I'd say goodbye. Oh, I'd pack up all my things for the white cloud in the sky. And I will leave Ohio before night. Goodbye, Miss Ohio. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, I am the ground. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
That was Miss Ohio by Makes Good by the 1984 Draft from their album Makes Good Choices, and we will get to another track from theirs. But my co-host of the evening, Ian, he does Ian Hawkins. He has to get going on this evening. So, Ian, any parting words? Like anything you wish to say before you leave us tonight?
Thank you for having me on so much. This was great. This is a lot of fun.
You're welcome. Hopefully, yeah, you'll be on. Maybe you'll have your own show one day, and hopefully, your music takes off, and we'll hear about it. And of course, thank you again to Nathan Goff. He helped bring you here. And of course, he is a music artist himself from the Yellow Springs area. He's a musician himself. So yes, it's been great. So Ian, have a happy holidays and good luck to everything. Hopefully, big success comes your way in 2019.
Thank you so much.
All right, good night to you, sir. All right, let's get to commercial break, and we'll be back with another track from the 1984 draft. You're listening to WWSU 106.9 FM, Dayton's Right Choice. Here's the 1984 draft and their track, Morrissey of Mandy's.
She's the Morrissey of Mandy's and number one. Some girls are bigger than others, she's not the one. You know you can't stop, won't stop, can't stop holding it down. You know you can't stop, won't stop, can't stop holding it down. The more you ignore me, the closer I get. The kind of type of wife you hold close to your chest. You know you can't stop, won't stop, can't stop holding it down. You know you can't stop, won't stop, can't stop holding it down.
WSU presents Dating Tips. Scenario 1.
Dinner was great. Everything was wonderful. Thanks for a great evening.
Yeah, it was great. You look great. That dress looks great.
but I think it looked better on my floor.
I'm leaving, you ass.
Scenario 2.
Dinner was great. Everything was wonderful. Thanks for a great evening.
Yeah, if you're not really doing anything, if you'd like to come up, we can cuddle and watch some Looney Tunes or something.
Thanks for the invitation, but I gotta go wash my dog.
Scenario 3.
Dinner was great. Everything was wonderful. Thanks for a great evening.
Thanks for the wonderful evening. How'd you like to come upstairs and check out my house?
Sure. Yeah.
How about some tunes?
Okay.
Keep the music going. This is Sex Laws by Beck on WWSU.
You got WWSU?
Only the best for you, girl.
I want to define the logic of our sex laws.
Let's go see your bedroom.
WWSU. Wine 'em, dine 'em. 106.9 'em.
Thanks, WWSU.
And we are back live with Ohio is on Fire. I am with my second guest of the evening for this holiday special of Ohio is on Fire, and he is a legendary voice for WUDR just across the town from this radio station. I mean, he's here with me now. It's the one and only Art Jepson. Say hello, Art. You're live.
Oh, hi, Daniel. How are you today? It's really nice to be on with you.
Yes, it's an honor to have you on because I've heard a lot about you over the years, so I'm very excited to be talking to you right now, Art.
You're way too kind, whatever you do. Cash any of those. Cash them.
I am not worthy. I don't think I'm worthy of your legendary status, sir.
Well, there are many things you can say about me, but I don't think we would say legendary, Gavin.
Well, I will. You can't say it, but I can. I'm saying it for you. But so it's good to have you on, but I want to talk.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Art. You are a guy that loves to discover music. So I want to know, what was the first artist you ever discovered in your life? Someone that probably at a young age really stood out to you.
Sure, sure. I have to be honest, like most of us, I discovered music through my parents.
Okay.
My parents listened to a lot of Johnny Cash. My mom grew up in California, and so she listened to a lot of the California sound. Joni Mitchell, Neil Young, The Byrds. I also, both parents loved Elvis Presley, and I got a real interest for Elvis. My dad was a huge Hank Williams fan, and I still to this day think that Hank Williams is rightfully a legend, both as a songwriter and a performer. My first musical love, though, if I can be honest, was the Osmonds.
Okay.
Donny Osmond.
Oh, boy.
I like to tell people, I was 7 years old. I was the first record I ever bought was a Donny Osmond record that I bought with my own money.
Yeah.
And I loved Bubblegum Pop, but did I mention I was 7?
Yes, you were 7. That's fine.
But from there, I explored Kiss. I was really at a young age into Pink Floyd. Yes, Roundabout was a huge song for me. And then as I got older, I started to move beyond disco, which never really appealed to me. And I discovered punk, like classic punk, the Sex Pistols, the Damned, of course the Ramones, Richard Hell and the Voidoids, Television. And for me, that was just life-changing. And then when I got to college, I discovered just everything. I remember being the first kid to be playing like U2 in West Central Minnesota and saying, these guys are going to be something someday.
Yes. Well, that's very interesting about your roots. I was just wondering how that came about. And like I said, we won't hold it against you about the bubblegum pop thing because you're 7. But now we live in a time where it's very easy to find music online. And of course, in the 1980s, we had MTV. You can watch music videos. But in a time before the internet or MTV, where did you find music, or what was a good way to find music for anyone?
Record stores.
Yes.
Record stores a million times over. You would hang out, listen to records, get exposed to things that maybe you weren't aware of.
Yeah.
That was my experience in a small Midwestern town in Minnesota. I should point out population 550. And so a record store that was part of a hardware store, like the back end of a hardware store, was just a small, tiny record shop, but the guy was cool and he knew all this cool music. And through that experience, I discovered music magazines, fanzines, and just plain word of mouth. This is a time period where so much music just excited people. They wanted to share it. I remember picking up mixtapes that people were making and just leaving in like an old milk crate at the back of the record store.
Yeah.
The whole idea was reciprocity. You took one, you left one.
Yeah.
And so that way I was able to discover all kinds of music.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a very fascinating time. And I kind of remember that time because the 90s was still kind of like that, even with
sure.
MTV. But yeah, it's record stores were very popular. But there was a time that record stores was kind of the only deal. So that's a very fascinating time period.
That's my generation, Daniel.
Yes. Well, that is great to learn. Now, you are a radio broadcaster. I just want to know, what radio broadcasters did you like listening to growing up, or perhaps who you like to listen to now?
Sure. I mean, I loved John Peel.
Okay.
I mean, to me, he's the archetype of the cool DJ. Although my style is nothing like him. I'm like the exaggerated, really excited DJ. But John Peel just knew good music when he heard it. He took chances on things. I've also got to say, in terms of just being able to communicate clearly and effectively with people, Casey Kasem.
Yeah.
Although I have to admit, I never get any long-distance requests or dedications. Casey was brilliant at just giving you a lot of information clearly and effectively. I'm a huge fan of old school DJs. Alan Freed, your Wolfman Jazz, the classic, mostly
yeah.
through old tapes.
Absolutely.
And I have to give a shout out to my dad, although he's no longer with us.
Yeah.
He was a country radio DJ for 6 years.
Oh, what station?
Huge influence on me.
What station was that?
Oh, gosh, that is WMUB. That's a old country station
okay.
in Morse, Minnesota.
All right. Well,
now is really bad classic rock.
Well, hello to Morse, Minnesota, if anyone's out there listening to this. That's amazing. Okay. I have a follow-up. You said the first guy you talked about was Tom Peel. So what did Tom Peel, was he a national act? Did people hear about him? Huh?
John Peel.
John Peel, okay.
British broadcaster. You probably have heard about the Peel Sessions.
No, I've never heard of it.
Those are cool new wave indie alternative bands who would play live on his show before anybody ever knew them. And so now, of course, you can buy those and CDs and get the downloads and things like that. But Peel was this radio DJ who did it for years and was the first, at least in the BBC radio stations. And you've got to remember, British broadcasting is tightly controlled.
So yeah.
Lots of cool bands were not allowed to play. So Peel would break them. He would find a track that he could get through his producers or get through the station management. And he would take a chance on things.
Yes.
You gotta admire somebody who believed that the best rock and roll song was Teenage Kicks.
Yeah.
There's still some power to that song, I think, in 2018. But, yeah, John Peel is interesting. A lot of people don't know him, but I think if you study DJs and broadcasting, you know your Alan Freed or American DJs.
Yes, I do.
But you don't know your British broadcasters, and I think that's kind of a shame. And to be honest, if not for my interest in teaching a class in popular music at UD and as well as doing broadcasting since 1983 myself, I probably wouldn't have knowledge of John Peel.
Okay. Yeah, and I need to look him up because I'm curious about everything that he did in his life. So that's very, I'm interested in learning more about.
I foresee me sending you things.
Absolutely. Now, you are the voice of WUDR. I want to know, how did you break into radio to begin with?
That's a great question. I was thinking about this the other day, and above my desk in my office in St. Joe's Hall at the University of Dayton is my first radio broadcast license. 1983, when I got to college, what was I going to do besides go to class? And so I was terribly shy. I know it's hard to believe right now. I was terribly shy. I had a slight stutter.
Okay.
And so I thought, you know, I need to change myself. I need to work on improving myself. And I loved music. And so I thought, why not do radio? So beginning in the fall of 1983, my first semester in college, I started doing radio. And I'd have to add quite badly.
Yes.
But, I just started doing radio, discovered that I loved it. Strangely enough, people called in and enjoyed the show and requested songs. And that the whole time I was an undergraduate, I did radio and then worked my way up as a station manager and music director and programmer and things like that. And then in graduate school, I did radio at WBGU in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Okay.
And then when I first ended up in my first academic job was at Miami University. I was there for a few years, and they had an interesting station there that I got involved in as well. And then in 2001, I started doing radio at WUDR.
Okay. All right, now with WUDR, you've been with them for a while now. What do you really like about the organization? What stands out to what they do over there that you really like?
One thing, a lot of people don't realize how old it is.
Okay, how old is it?
WVUD was started in the early 1950s.
Okay.
And the studio was originally located in Kennedy Union in a broom closet of a production space. The old halls and everything.
Yeah.
Which I wish we still had, but we don't. In 2001, it moved to a state-of-the-art studio at Art Street Complex. But what I love about WUDR is that it is student-run. It gives me the freedom to create a radio show without many restrictions. Now, obviously, the restrictions that I labor under are the same that you labor under, you know, the FCC regulations and things like that.
Yes.
No one ever tells me what to play. No one ever tells me you have to push this or you have to push that. Because that's what the station needs. I play music that I love, music that I enjoy, music that represents the city of Dayton or our area. Not just Dayton, but I also play a lot of music from Cincinnati, from Columbus, from other parts of Ohio. I play a lot of music from Covington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
So the great thing about UDR is the freedom to create the kind of show you want to. To make the kind of connections that you want to make.
Yes, it's just that sounds just like WWSU. We have that freedom as well, and I think college radio in general has that freedom.
I think you're very right about that, and that's one of the great hallmarks of college radio, is that flexibility and the ability to experiment, to explore.
Yeah. What other great talents from WUDR have you had a chance to work with or personally witness?
Sure. I'd have to talk about Carson Smith.
Okay.
Right now, he's the producer for the Dr. Laura show.
Oh.
He's also a producer on several shows on Sirius XM.
That's big. Great.
Yeah. You and I are doing our own thing, but Carson's actually getting paid.
Yes.
Bobby Trick, who worked at WHIO for several years, and now he works for Fox 19. He's also a musician. He's a music producer. He's worked with the band One Second. He's worked with Dave Zupp. He's worked with Lauren Elise. I feel like I'm becoming a laundry list here.
Yeah.
I'd also have to mention Michael Purvis, who's done a lot of sports broadcasting in this area.
Yes.
Those three immediately come to mind. There's probably people that I'm forgetting or folks that predate my arrival at UDR. There's been a lot of folks who go on to regional radio
at
WDR, which I'm sure is the same with your station.
Absolutely. All right. That's a great little, that's a nice little accomplishment by some of those guys right there. Now,
agreed.
The University of Dayton, they are considered a Catholic university. Now, would one have to follow that faith to be involved with WUDR? Like, is that like a requirement to be involved with the school or that station?
Now, the experience of working at WUDR is open to any student who wants to become involved or any faculty or staff member who has that interest. So there's no kind of caster requirement in order to do a show, or for that matter, just to be involved.
Okay. I was just curious to know about that. Now,
sure.
Now, now on your spare time, do you listen to other podcasts or other college radio stations?
I do. I listen to you guys.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it.
I listen to your show. I also listen a lot to Gem City podcasts, who do an amazing job.
Yes.
Terrific podcasters in the area. And you either are going to, or you've had some of those folks on your show.
Yeah, I've had Izzy Rock on my show. Izzy Rock and Libby were on my show in the past. They're good. They're great. Their great show's great.
Libby, the whole game is terrific. I consider it a great podcast.
Yeah.
I won't just say a great local podcast. They are simply a great podcast. I still listen to my old college radio station, KUMM.
Yes.
I do also spend a lot of time just listening to music podcasts. I listen to a lot of college radio stations, which you're shocked to learn.
Okay.
I listen to the Lexington station, the radio that's tied to University of Kentucky. I also spend a lot of time listening to a station out of Bowling Green, Kentucky. I also, of course, listen to the station that I worked at Bowling Green, Ohio. But, you know, to be honest, I spend a lot of time just listening to new releases, a lot of time listening to what record labels send me or what music management or promotion companies send me. I spend a lot of time listening to things on Spotify.
Yes.
I mean, one of the reasons I'm still in this area was actually because of radio.
Yeah.
When I got the job at Miami, I wasn't sure I wanted to do that. And I ended up living on the same street that WOXY was at.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started listening to WNKU and WOXY, and I thought, yeah, I can live here.
Yes.
There's a lot of great radio in this area.
Yes, there is. I agree with that. Now, I want to know from you, Art, what gift would you like for the holidays?
Well, is it too trite if I say peace, love, and understanding?
Yeah, that's everyone says that.
Yeah. All right, I guess I could say always one, but you're going to call me on that one, too. So if you're asking what I want, I'm probably going to end up with an awful lot of CDs, music books, and probably an Apple Watch.
Well, there you go. That's the ultimate gift right there. Getting all that good music.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just now finishing the Jeff Tweedy book, which I highly recommend.
Okay.
And I have a list of like 4 or 5 other music books to read after I finish that. There's never enough time, right?
No, there's never enough time. We need 28 hours in a day. 24 is not enough.
It's really not.
Well, I got one more question for you this evening. I want to talk about your show. So please, this is your time to plug the show that you do. I know you got a holiday special coming up, so tell us about it.
We do. So 2019 will mark a little more than 15 years that we've done your Tuesday Afternoon Alternative. You can listen every Tuesday 3 to 6 on wudr.edu.
Yes.
We have a blog, your Tuesday Afternoon Alternative.com. And this week, tomorrow, we have our 8th annual Indie Holiday Show with musician, photographer, and all around good guy, Tom Gilliam. And you might know Tom from the Dayton Band Goose Jones Silence. And then next week, so a week from tomorrow, we have our last book discussion of this year. We're talking about Jeff Tweedy's Which Girl So We Can Get Back.
Okay.
So that means I got to finish it.
Okay.
And local musician and music superfan Mandy Jewell.
Mandy Jewell.
I'm happy to say is working on some new music that we should see in 2019.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. So, yeah, you know, I'm going to try to listen to your holiday show tomorrow because I have a day off from work, and I have listened to your stuff from time to time, and it is a great show.
Oh, you're
and
very kind.
So
and I got to say, I love what you're doing as well.
Well, thank you so much.
Support one another.
Thank you so much. I really, yeah, that's great that, see, the men's basketball team should take a note from this show tonight because they can't get together to play basketball, but you and me can take our college radio stations to come together to do a good show. So it can be done.
It should be done.
Yeah, the game should be. Yeah, they should get together. So I will listen tomorrow, and I'm going to let you go for tonight, Art. So have a safe drive home, and good luck with everything. Hopefully I'll see you again in the future.
Well, thank you for your time, Daniel. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about area music. You take care, man.
Yeah, you take care. Good night.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Yes, happy holidays. Yes. He's our third and final guest of the evening. He's joined us via satellite, and he's come from a very special place, from far away, as they say. The one and only Santa Claus, he has come to radio. He has come to Ohio's on Fire, and we're going to talk to him for a little bit. This is going to be excellent. I'm very excited. So let's get him on here. So he's via satellite, so every time I ask him a question, there'll be a slight delay, but bear with us. So let's get Santa Claus on the line here. Santa Claus, you're live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Concussion.
All right, he's not speaking to us. Hold on a second. Let's ask him again. Santa Claus, welcome to the show. Can you hear us?
Wakes up in the hospital.
All right, that's very interesting. Santa Claus, how come you're in the hospital?
Turns to face you.
Okay, Santa Claus, did you get into an accident with your reindeer?
Looks confused and grabs door handle.
Okay, so by that answer, the reindeer got confused and it grabbed your handle, and of course it caused you to fly off the sled and you hurt yourself. So Santa Claus is sick this holiday season, fortunately. So this is really special. They took the time to talk to me via satellite. So Santa Claus, has Mrs. Santa Claus came to visit you in the hospital room?
Yes, stumbles back and looks scared, letting fix his skirt.
So, Mrs. Claus, she was scared by your injury. I assume that you broke your legs, and she left fixing her skirt. Okay, that's very interesting. Santa Claus, do you listen to music?
Starts running outdoor.
Okay, you like to listen to music outdoors. Who is your favorite music artist?
At the moment, it is Taylor Swift, but it changes.
Santa Claus likes Taylor Swift. Who would have thunk that? All right, I gotta elaborate on this. What is your favorite Taylor Swift song?
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, I guess Beauty. I don't know that. I guess maybe she did a cover of the Beauty and the Beast song. Okay, I'll have to check into that. All right. Santa Claus, who is on the nice list this year?
I love The Little Mermaid. I watched it a couple of weeks ago.
So The Little Mermaid is on your nice list. I think The Little Mermaid's on everyone's nice list. All right, so I'm going to ask you another question, Santa Claus. Who is on your naughty list?
Yes, very good.
I think you misunderstood my question. Who is on a naughty list?
You are attempting to make me doubt myself.
I'm on a naughty list? Why? All right, I'm going to ask. I got a few more questions. Santa Claus has just said I'm on his naughty list. I don't like this. Santa Claus, why am I on the naughty list?
I don't know why.
Well, would you take me off your list?
You wanted to talk about chocolate before.
You're right. You've been listening to my contest. I'm giving away chocolate and electronics to a lucky listener at home.
My mom won't let me and my dog.
All right. So his mom, Santa Claus's mom won't let him participate in my contest because he's a dog. That's a terrible thing for your mom to say to you.
Well, you are a nice robot. I can't help myself.
That is correct. I'm the robot, and Santa Claus, you're the real person. Santa Claus, what can I do to get on the nice list?
What exactly are you talking about at the moment?
It's impossible. All right. Santa Claus, I'll do a better job being a better person come 2019. What do you think to that?
You are just a little insecure about your habits, BB.
Okay, well, my ego has been deflated by Santa Claus. Santa Claus, thank you for being on the show. We love you very much.
You can't be tired.
No, I'm not tired. Santa Claus, we hope you don't get tired this holiday season. Thank you for being on Ohio is on Fire, the radio show.
Never.
Never. All right, goodbye, Santa Claus. All right, Santa Claus is disgruntled. Well, he broke his leg in an accident, and he said I'm on a naughty list. And he said in order for me to be on a nice list, I can't be insecure. So I caught that. So, yes, my goal for 2019 is not be insecure. So thank you again, St. Nicholas. Santa Claus, you're amazing. That was great. It was great having him on. To end tonight's show with my final message, I got some shout-outs. I got some people to say thank you and just to say shout-out to. DJ Sammy, DJ Dougie Fresh, Tarek Woods, DJ Mimi, DJ B-Real, DJ Nat, Triple P, which is Patriot Patrick, Don Smith, DJ Stacy Kress, Aaron Edwards, Gigi De Niro, Christian Peters, DJ Hydrix, Skip Carter, DJ CG Knights, aka Nathan, who is graduating this semester, DJ Maxwell Patton, Ted Beast, Kaya Kelly, K Dean, then we got Ike B the Bad Boy, and then DJ Steven, DJ Beauty, aka Allie. And I don't think I missed out. Okay, thank you. That was easy for me. A thank you to General Manager Adam Reitman for putting on a he's doing a good job here at the station. He's a great GM, a great boss. He has been the key to a successful radio product that we've had those last 4 months, this past fall season. And thank you to the listener at home for supporting me. I cannot do this without you. Thank you to the music community, the stand-up comedy community, and to all communities that have ever given me a shot. Thank you for listening. Please listen to me again come late January, where I'll be back with new shows. And I've got some things in store that I can't announce right now. I got to wait till I get to the new broadcast. I'll be booking people over the season. I'll get some new interviews, some new ideas out there. And once again, thank you for your support. It means the world to me. And now we're at towards the end of the show. I'm looking online. No one has guessed what I wanted for Christmas. Of course, I've done this for the fifth time because I've done this over the years. I know the first time I did this, I wanted a Weezer Snuggie. Then I said I wanted Santa Claus. Then I wanted the moon. And then I wanted Yoda. So this is the fifth time I've done this. I gave the clues out. So what I'm going to do, the contest is over. I will donate my physical prizes to a local group that will take gifts, and someone who really needs them will have them. And of course, the candy, I will give that away to people as well. I can't donate candy to these organizations. I'll either eat some myself, maybe I'll leave them around the station, maybe I'll give it to my neighbor. But anyway, so what does Daniel Diesel want for Christmas? Daniel Diesel wants a vinyl. Yes, it was vinyl or a vinyl record player. I would have accepted that. So that's what I wanted for Christmas. And we had two people that guessed what I wanted, but they couldn't get it and they couldn't figure it out. But it's going to go to a good cause. I will donate these gifts to someone that really needs them. So with that, I will see you guys again come late January. Please continue to support the station, WDSU 1069 FM, and also support WUDR down in Dayton, Ohio at the University of Dayton, as they made this show possible. Well, with Art Jepson, they allowed him to do this show tonight, so thank you to them. So, until springtime, Dayton, Ohio, Ian Hawkins, Art Jepson, 1984 draft, and Santa Claus, that's the way it is.